Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Francona steals second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Francona. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Perry reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. John Powers pinch runs for Jim Pearsall. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Powers now playing right field. Harvey Keene now playing center field. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith bunts in front of the plate. Nixon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese juggles the ball. That's an error on Freese. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox bunts towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Wynn moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power bunts towards third. Freese juggles the ball. That's an error on Freese. Keene moves to third. Francona moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields the ball and throws to win covering. Safe. Keene scores. Francona scores. Power moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power scores. Held moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perry bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. Held scores. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 1 in the game. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for John Powers. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing center field. Harvey Keene now playing right field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim Landis. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Turk Lown. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Roy Sievers now playing left field. Manny Minoso now playing right field. Al Smith now playing center field. Russ Chemicarol Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 4 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Freese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Dick Stigman now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.